So the second half of that, though, is I heard Judge Slough suggest that we add a request, BCP, for self-help and for court security funding deficiencies. Are there thoughts on those particular items? Or do we just want to include them, and we'll see what our colleagues have to say?
Okay. Well, I just have a question. So the self-help, the self-help centers are fantastic. And my understanding is they're grant-funded, and then we give additional money where the grant funding is a shortfall. At least, I think that's what we did this last year. I don't know they're funded by a BCP. I think they're grant-funded. Not everybody else, but there's several courts that are, it's an AmeriCorps project where it's grant-funded. Am I right on this? So how do you do a BCP on that? I have two things. One is I think the self-help centers are worthy of that. 80% of our litigants in family law are self-represented, and these self-help centers help them tremendously. I do share Judge Chouteau's fear that we're becoming line item here, and that is a legitimate fear. So that every legislator then is going to come to us with their pet project and say, this is what I'm going to fund you for, and I'm not going to fund you for anything else. And I do fear that. So just throw that out.
Sean?
On the security BCP, if that is contemplated and that moves forward, one thing I would ask is we also include a discussion of all those courts that are out there that have perimeter security, and we touched on this last time we met, that have never been able to increase the amount of money for perimeter security. It's kind of frozen in time. And there's a grouping of courts like that. So if there is a BCP going forward on security, I would ask that be contemplated as well.
And we did have a discussion at the last meeting about growth funding for those courts that fall outside of this. And that is still on our radar. We just couldn't bring it. We weren't ready to bring it back to this meeting, but we will bring it back to the next meeting.
Thank you for that, Judge.
You're welcome.
Judge Walson and Jody.
Yes, I'm a huge fan of self-help centers. We have a vibrant one. By the way, the funding on ours, anyway, I think we're about 50% from our general fund, and then some AmeriCorps kind of funding and some grant fund. We're committed to it. It's very important. But I share Judge Wesley and Judge Chouteau's concern that this walks into a line item. Our discussion in Sacramento in this year's advocacy deals with that collaborative courts. They love collaborative courts. We love collaborative courts. But I think the proper response is in response to the budget survey we just sent out and things like that, which is, okay, if we were better funded, we can tell you we would expand self-help centers. We would have more collaborative courts. But that doesn't translate into, therefore, line item those two. Just trust us. We do care about them. There are ideas, obviously. When you give us adequate funding, we can tell you there will be more of it. Now, give us the adequate funding. But if that funding in L.A. means, yeah, some's going to go to self-help and climate, but we got a huge hole in some other place, then they should be allowed to do that. That is the subsidiarity which a certain governor of this state believes in, and we have to preserve it. So I would say no, at least not this year, because it counters our current advocacy.
Jody?
I just had a clarifying question on security. Kurt, and I know, I think Judge Slough and Mary Beth and some other folks might have gone to that meeting with DOF, but my understanding is that for any security BCP, it wouldn't just be open-ended because it isn't part of what DOF views as our request, because this is truly between DOF and the sheriffs now. So I just wanted a little bit of clarification before you all vote on whether or not to do a security BCP, because I think there are limitations to that.
Judge Slough?
No, I think Jody's absolutely correct. And I raised the issue to be totally blunt, because not because I think we'll actually be submitting a BCP, but it is such a critical issue that we cannot literally afford to ignore it. And Ms. Patel, I think you're absolutely correct.
David, Judge Wesley?
Well, this is the same discussion we had last year. Why do you want to use a CHIDUP for security funding that you don't get? It goes to your county. And so you have, I mean, we're asking for a BCP to give money to my county, who will then decide if they want to spend it for your security. And you know, with the change in the law that occurred with AB 109, and when the court funding went, when the security funding went from the court to the county, they now have to approve the MOU that you do with your sheriff. You, before, we could just say, here's the MOU, you sign it, or we don't give you the money. We can't do that anymore. You make an MOU, it goes to your board of supervisors, and they decide how much they're going to distribute to that. And by the way, they may not give it in the manner that you want. They may give it for more jail cells rather than court security, but that's still security money that's coming to them. And so here's this fear that you're using up a chit to get a BCP, and you're going to get money that you can't use. And I have this great fear that you're going to make a big push for security and then use up that chit that we could use for operations money. So that's my fear of it.
And my fear is we will be operations will be greatly impacted because we won't have security to provide services in the criminal departments that we need to provide services.
And my question was just to clarify, because if DOF has given a specific guidance on what we can and cannot submit a BCP for relating to security, then I think this group needs to be cognizant of that. But I don't know the answer to that question.
I think we're talking about the same thing as the methodology. There will not be a BCP on this, and they will not fund the courts for security. So it's this other process to make sure that we keep it on the burner with them.
Exactly.
David?
I was just simply going to add that I was the Tonto to Judge Slough Lone Ranger's motion to include this in the BCP. And I completely agree this is a very important issue. It would impact our ability to function, quite frankly, if there's no security. But given the discussions that have taken place, I get the sense that there is a recognition of the problem that we have here, and that there is a strong effort to come up with a solution to address it. So I think leaving it off the BCP list is appropriate.
Are you comfortable with that, Judge Lau, since you know that there's other activity going on?
I really raised the issue to make sure that it stays in our sight. And I really don't like not having even a Tonto, but I'll accept it.
So let me ask, the only other issue that's been raised to augment the list is this idea for a BCP for self-help funding. Let me take a vote on that. All in favor of adding a BCP for self-help funding that would go then to our colleagues, but part of the survey, say aye. Any opposed?
No.
Okay. So that motion.
I don't have any Tontos.
That motion.
Thanks, Chris.
So the survey that will go to our colleagues will be that these six are part of the chief's blueprint and will be BCPs will be pursued for these. Are there any others that would have statewide benefit that our colleagues would suggest? That survey would then come back to the AOC, and that our next meeting we'll have a discussion on what the input from our colleagues was. All right.